This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Greetings, this is Harry. I represent the Reformed Church of Hastings, being one of the Reformed Churches of New Zealand. Our place of worship is 1234 Howard Street, Parkvale. You're most welcome to join us in worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. and also at 4:30 p.m. Do join us. What is your only comfort in life and in death? Well, your answer should be that I am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to my faithful Saviour Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. Greetings again in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Imagine this, a courtroom setting, a courtroom scene. Sitting in the courtroom, the judge lowered his gavel, tapped the bench and declared him guilty as charged. The judge set a date for sentencing. The prisoner was escorted back to his cell. His family wept as the courtroom emptied out. So much emotion, so much pain and anguish. For what? He had pleaded guilty before the judge. What else could he do? He felt guilty. He knew he was guilty. He knew he had done wrong. So why go through the pain and torment of a trial? He thought of all that publicity, all the events racked up again in detail, exposing before the whole world. He could not face that. His family would disintegrate under the burden of shame and embarrassment, let alone what the victim would suffer all over again. The mental and emotional torture might send him over the edge. He sat alone, handcuffed. He was waiting for his sentence. He knew he would deserve whatever he got. Now, I'm sure many of you may be wondering, what was his crime? What did he do? Well, you know, it doesn't really matter. You see, before the Lord God Almighty, we all stand condemned. But I would like to proclaim to you freedom. I would like to proclaim to you the gospel message. Freedom from condemnation. Gospel means good news, the good news of freedom and salvation that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. Freedom from guilt, freedom from sin, and freedom from death. The good news is that Jesus Christ stood in our place. Jesus Christ received our condemnation, our punishment, in order to bring you and me, to bring us salvation and set us free. The Lord Jesus Christ suffering and death on that cross was not to condemn people or to punish people over and over again with guilt and shame. He came and died. He suffered hell-like conditions and was crucified to save people. He suffered for you. He suffered for me so that we would not have to suffer for eternity. He took the punishment for our sins, our rebellion, so that we would not be punished but be saved. Did the Lord Jesus Christ go through all this torment because he had to? No. He did it because he loves his people. He loves us. He does not want his sheep, his people, to be lost forever. Now in the book of John, in the New Testament, chapter 3, there we read, "The Lord God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him, that is Jesus Christ, is not condemned. But whosoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what has been done through God." So why do people choose to ignore the salvation that is freely offered to them? Why would they rather choose the road of fun and games, of doing their own thing? The road which brings them hopelessness, loneliness and misery, often bringing a bundle of trouble into their lives because they chose to go their own way. Are they really happy? Are they content? Are they fulfilled? Well, just take a good look as people live their lives from one Friday, Saturday night to the next. That's what a lot of people live for. Look at the families. Look at the children. What are they teaching their children? How are they teaching them to cope with the troubles of life? Our children are our future. Is that what life is all about? The Friday, Saturday nights, the weekend of so-called fun, living it up? Well, there is another way. It is God's way, the way of the Bible, the way of Jesus Christ. He is calling us even today, even through this broadcast. You know, what is often the response when you start talking about the Bible to people? The response is, quite often, is, "Why should I read the Bible? Let's look, it's full of rules and regulations telling us what we can and what we can't do. It stops us having fun and doing what we want." Yes, there are laws and rules and guidelines in the Bible, but that is not the main focus of the Bible. The main focus of God's Word, the Bible, from beginning to end, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, is the only way of salvation, the only way back to God for mankind. You see, by grace we have been saved. It is a free gift from God, only through Jesus Christ, so no one can claim any merit. Amazing grace. How sweet that sound. That saved a wretch like me. do you think the Lord God gave us laws to live by? So that we could live miserable lives? So that we would not have any fun? When people condemn the Bible and throw it out with the trash, throw it out the window, have they bothered to try and read it, to try and understand what it's actually saying? Have they ever tried to apply it in their lives and so experience life living according to God's word? Usually the answer is, no. Look, why should I? It exposes an attitude of pride and arrogance. We hear comments like, don't tell me how to live. You do not have the right to tell me. I have my own rights. I want to live my life the way I want to, and no one tells me what to do. Let me ask you, does the Lord God Almighty have the right to show you how to live? He's your creator. Of course, the bottom line is, we don't want to submit to God's word. So what happens when we don't follow God's word in our lives? Well, just take a good look at our society. Have a look below the surface. Our society is very quickly breaking down. That is what's happening. Even in the Bible, we have examples where people deliberately chose to live their lives without God. And what happened to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? You can read about their lifestyle, their culture in the book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 18 and 19. Their evil and wickedness was very great. They were not interested in the God or salvation. They turned their back on God and so brought condemnation upon themselves. We read in chapter 19, the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities, and also the vegetation in the land. Even in the time before the great flood, the people did not follow God's way. Each one did as he pleased, following the desires of his heart. We read in Genesis chapter 6, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made mankind. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah and his family were saved in the ark. Why? Because Noah loved the Lord and lived by his word. As the people were then, so too today. People are bent on living a life which leads further and further away from God, away from Yahweh, away from the Lord God Jehovah. Why? Because then they can feel free to do as they please. Their conscience has died. They can justify all their wrongdoings in some way, either by blaming someone else or excusing it by saying, well, everybody else does it and we need to enjoy ourselves. But you know, after the short-lived fun has been and gone, when the hard and difficult times come, either financially or as a family, where will they turn? Where will you turn? When you have nowhere else to turn in the world, will you turn to the Lord God? Will you then declare that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want for anything? He has restored my soul, and he has guided my steps to walk in paths of righteousness. He is my light and my salvation. So then, are you aware of Lord's compassion and mercy for mankind? If not, I'd like to encourage you to read God's word, the Bible. I'd also like to encourage you to seek out and attend a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching church community in your area. Perhaps you believe religion is just one big case of judgment and that God is the judge. You know you haven't lived right. You haven't lived the way you should. You haven't done the right thing by others. So you wonder, what will happen to me? You do not want to face God. You don't want God anywhere in or near your life. You don't want to know his judgment on you. You don't want to hear about punishment. So we may as well live it up. Have you ever heard about forgiveness? About being sorry? About seeking forgiveness? Have you ever heard about Jesus Christ on the cross who came to save you and not to condemn you? Do you think the Lord God wants to see us all rot in hell? No, 1,000 times no. He created us in his image. It cost him more than we can ever imagine to bring us salvation through the great sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, why is it so hard for mankind to accept this free gift of eternal life, this free gift of grace? Why don't people grasp it with both hands and cling on to it for dear life? Why do people rubbish it, ignore it, and throw it to the wind as though it means nothing, trampling it underfoot? I think that is very foolish. This is God Almighty reaching out to man and giving him the free gift of salvation through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we deserve it? No. Can we earn it? No, we can't. It is a gift from God. It is a free gift. It is all about God's grace. So when you do read the Bible, do you feel guilty or condemned? Do you run away from it? Do you turn your back on the Bible? Do you turn your back on the church and pretend that it never happened and bury your head in the sand? But you know you have done wrong. So what do you do? Do you drown your sorrows in a bottle or in drugs of various kinds? So let us take a moment in prayer. But also you could try to ask for forgiveness and change your ways. It's not very easy. It is very humbling. However, this will bring you peace because the Lord Jesus did not suffer and die to condemn mankind but to save it. You know, the Lord God is calling you. The Bible tells us today is the day of salvation. Do not harden your hearts, but heed the call. Heed the gospel call. Let us then take a moment in prayer. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we come before you in prayer to give you glory, honor, and praise for the gift of salvation, the free gift of salvation that you have given to mankind through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot fully appreciate what you have actually given us because of the sin which continues to live in our lives and in our hearts. We stood condemned, but you reached down to us to bring us salvation and eternal life. You reached down to us to show us the way to receive forgiveness and peace in our hearts. May we respond in gratitude to you and live our lives to bring glory and honor to you. We ask and pray, Lord, that people will be encouraged to seek this way of forgiveness and peace through your word, the Bible. May your Holy Spirit enlighten the hearts and minds of those listening today to the truth of your word. We pray in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, forever and ever. Amen and amen. I'd like to thank you for joining us today. If you would like to comment, please give us a call. Our number is 87-600-6206-8762. This message will be repeated next Sunday at 1 p.m. Also, our programs are played Sunday evenings at 10 a.m. here on Radio Hawke's Bay, 104.7 and 1431 a.m. Now, in 1 John chapter 4, we read this: "By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son, so that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his only Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Now, at the beginning of the program, I read out a question: what is your only comfort in life and death? Well, that answer should be that I'm not my own, but belong to Jesus Christ. He's fully paid for all my sins and has provided me with salvation. But what is this other question that must be asked? And that question is: what must you know to live and die in the joy of this comfort? Well, you need to know three things. First, how great my sins and my misery are. Second, how I'm set free from all my sins and misery. And third, how I am to thank God for such a deliverance. Deliverance only through the suffering of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Folks, you know, we need to get back to the basics of life.
We've turned the page, for a new day has dawned, and we've rearranged what is right and what's wrong. Somehow we've drifted so far from the truth that we can't get back home. And where are the virtues that once gave us light? And where are the morals that governed our lives? Someday we all will awaken the back, just to find what we've lost. We need to get back to the basics of a life, a heart that is pure and a love that is blind, a faith that is fervently grounded in Christ, the hope that endures for all time. These are the basics. We need to get back to the basics of life. Oh, oh. The newest rage is the reason it out. Just meditate and you can overcome every doubt. After all, man is a god. They say God is no longer alive, but I still believe.
Give me your rugged cross.
Whoa, I still believe.
There is hope for the lost.
And I know the rock of all ages will stand through the changes of time. The basics of life, a heart that is pure and a love that is blind, a faith that is fervently grounded in Christ, the hope that endures for all time. These are the basics. We need to get back to the basics of life. That is pure and a love that is mine.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.